USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are bracing for an early winter as a storm system is dumping snow on people across 20 states. The storms will stretch from Texas to Illinois and bring some areas the first snowfall of the season. The Gulf Coast may also see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, control of the House of Representatives remains in question.
The control of the House is still unknown 1 week after the elections officially ended. Republicans are poised to take control, putting some form of balance on federal lawmakers. 13 House seats are still unknown. One is needed for Republicans to become the House majority. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House Committee on Homeland Security is holding a hearing on worldwide threats to the homeland. Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins asks Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas if he's suppressed evidence presented by Customs and Border Protection agents about the southern border.
If you're an honorable man, then obviously you should be able to say no to that. Who would suppress exculpatory evidence? Is your answer no?
I don't even know what you're referring to, Congressman.
You will.
Republicans on Capitol Hill continuing to put the heat on Mayorkas to resign. The producer price index in October climbed to 8% on a 12-month basis, according to the Labor Department. That market eased slightly from September's revised 8.4% increase and was down sharply from the 11.7% increase in March, the highest since records began in 2010. It's expected to be busy around Cape Canaveral, Florida tonight. The Artemis 1 launch is set to take place in a two-hour window that opens at 1:04 a.m. Wednesday. Launch conditions are 90% go. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govnet.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Ford Motor Company says production of their next-generation pickup is underway at a third factory in their global operations. The automaker invested $1 billion in a South African facility to build the new truck. Officials say this plant joins two others in Thailand currently producing the Ranger. Ford plans on beginning production in the United States and Argentina in 2023. Airlines across the nation are being told to pay up.
Six airlines, Frontier being the only American-based company, have been ordered to pay as much as $622 million in refunds to U.S. passengers who had flights canceled and in some cases delayed for many hours. But other domestic carriers get significant complaints while steering passengers away from refunds, says Bill McGee, airline expert for American Economic Liberties Project.
There were tens of thousands of flights that were scheduled and were put in reservation systems. And worst of all, the airlines collected money on, which is a form of deception, when they had reasonable doubt that they were going to be able to operate those flights. They put flights in reservation systems when they didn't have the pilots to fly them.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Walmart is agreeing to a big settlement in regards to the nation's opioid crisis. It's worth more than $3 billion. New York Attorney General Alita James says the settlement comes as Walmart stores were not focused on regulating opioid prescriptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.